Hey, welcome in. Latest episode, That SEC Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Braddon, back for another edition of the Power Rankings. Man, can you believe we're already at week 10? So what a weekend of SEC action. I'm calling it Cocktease-tober because we had so many great games that were going to look like upsets. And then they weren't. So, but we got all night to talk about that. Let's get into the power rankings. As always, very simple. Only metric that I use here. If Team A meets Team B tomorrow on a neutral field, who am I taking to win the football game? That's it. I don't care about your AP ranking. Who gives a shit about that? Even if you beat a team, I can rank them ahead of you because, again, this is meeting tomorrow on a neutral field. So let's get into it. Number 16, dog shit, Kentucky. Gah, Kentucky. You know, the reason we're not doing videos today, I think, I'm in slow motion. I think you could tell already. Had about 10 too many last night, so super hungover. Shane, I think he was about the same. So I'm never drinking again. I made a vow, except after this, of course. I have to drink to talk about Kentucky. God, how was Mark Stoops their coach? I don't know because, I mean, Tennessee could have scored 100 on them tonight. I really do think. Cleared out the stadium. This should be the last game Mark Stoops ever coaches as Kentucky's coach. I don't think it will be, but it should be. And he's got about four more games in him. And then his ass needs to be shown the door. I will give them credit. I thought their quarterback looked good, Cutter Bowley, but that's about it. I mean, this is the worst defense. Well, I don't know. Arkansas is pretty bad, too. But Kentucky... I don't want to waste any more time on Kentucky. Number 15, Arkansas. Oh, man. And my dumb ass picked you to win a football game. How about that? But Arkansas, when you've been making mistakes all year, right? But when they compound, had an opportunity, had that damn game won, it was all there for the taking. And then you completely shit the bed, self-destruct in the fourth quarter, and you let sorry-ass Hugh Freeze. We got to deal with Hugh Freeze. For at least two more weeks because of your ass, Arkansas, I hate you right now. Not all time, but I do hate you right now because you had an opportunity to put the final nail in Hugh Freeze's coffin down there on the plains, and we're going to have to put up with his ass for about two more weeks. So, Arkansas, you're 15. I don't want to talk about you anymore. 14, South Carolina. You showed some life. Good for you, buddy. You blew it, though. You had that game up 8 late at home against Alabama. Had them on the ropes. Man, there was going to be so many Alabama jokes and DeBoer jokes, and damn it. this is Cocktease-tober. Cocktease-tober. That's what it is. That was ridiculous. How did you blow that damn game? I'll tell you how, because you got Mike Shula, and, you know, you're gifting Alabama pick six touchdowns for, I would say, 3.5 quarters. South Carolina was the better team than Alabama, yet they're a good program. You're not, so you let this one slip through your damn fingers. And I will give it to the coaching staff and Shane Beamer, though. We've been defending him. I'm not sitting here praising him because they close loss here, but I do think he's a good coach. You got to get a new offensive coordinator in here, obviously, but. Too many mistakes tonight. If not for the mistakes, you beat Alabama when I didn't know that Alabama was going to get beat. Well, hell, they haven't been yet in conference play anyway, but they looked very beatable tonight. So that's a credit to Carolina. 13, Auburn, I'm moving your ass up. Congratulations, Hugh. 1-4 in the SEC. Maybe we should give his damn man a contract extension. Maybe we've been too harsh. I mean, he tried to tell us, right? What's the expectations there at Auburn? Go to a bowl game, 6-6, year 3? Playoffs? What? Get the hell out of here. The goal is to go 6-6. I think that's attainable now that you've beaten Arkansas, mighty Arkansas, dog shit Arkansas. So congratulations, Auburn. Defense making the plays. Jackson Arnold making the pick sixes. Benched his ass. Maybe the last we see of him. I don't know. I didn't see much from Ashton, whatever his name is, Daniels. But I don't know. That's a complete... mess over there. They can run the football, but I think that had more to do with Arkansas than did Auburn, to be quite honest with you. So congrats. You're unlucky number 13, Auburn. Congrats. 12. Oh, my God. I feel bad putting Mississippi State this high because your dumbass coach, Jeff Lebby. I think he's a good play caller. I think he's a very good play caller. I think he's a good quarterback coach. That's all he is. How this man is still employed as of recording, his ass should be gone. I mean, let's not forget what happened last week at the end of the Florida game. This guy doesn't have any clue what he's doing when it comes to managing a program. That they had Texas. They should have beat him. Hell, they should have beat him convincingly, yet they completely shit the bed. He did everything he could to get Texas in this football game, and Texas took it from you. So credit to them. But Mississippi State, you're number 12 because you keep showing up each week, and I do think you'd beat Auburn and the rest of these piss ants below you. So I'm tired of talking about Mississippi State. Let's move on to Texas. Texas, mighty Texas, number 11. Your playoff hopes are still alive, technically. I mean, you got to beat Vanderbilt, red hot Vanderbilt. We haven't talked about them yet. You're going to have to beat A&M. You're going to have to beat Georgia at Georgia. So are you going to the playoff? No, based on what we saw today. I hope Arch Manning's all right. Sounds like he got a concussion, so his status kind of up in the air. But I would imagine it seems like when these teams have a big game, the concussion is not that big of a factor. So fingers crossed, you know, Arch is back, and because you're going to need him for Vanderbilt, which I believe is the next game. So defense, they were getting torn to shreds there till they needed them. Offense looked like dog shit once again. I think this Sark NFL rumors really kind of not helping things, but they caught fire at the end, and hell, the backup quarterback looked pretty good. He won you the damn game in overtime. Right in front of Brandon Walker's face. That was pretty hilarious. So credit Texas for not fighting. I think a lot of shittier teams would have given up and not fought. My computer's dying. Hold on. We can't have this. I told you, it's been a rough one over here. All right, credit. I was crediting Texas, and my computer almost exploded. Apologies. So credit Texas. I think they've, they got a lot of fight in them. Winning on the road, never easy, and certainly not when you. I think ESPN had them as like a 1% chance to win that game late in it. So again, there is a lot to take away. It doesn't matter how ugly a win is. This is two in a row. Now that I think about it, Kentucky and Mississippi State, two of the worst teams. But you're beating these teams. And now you get to come home. So I said Texas would get on a run after they beat Oklahoma. This is not technically a run. This is like falling down the stairs, but landing on your feet somehow. That's where Texas is at, but you keep doing it. So credit to you. Number 10, Florida. Not really going to talk about Florida there on a bye week, but I did bump them up one spot because Billy Napier is not the coach anymore. So automatically you get a point added to your total here. LSU number 9. And I know people, their fans probably want them dead last. 16, fire Brian Kelly. If LSU gets their ass whooped at Alabama in 2 weeks, which is certainly a possibility, I think there's an outstanding chance that Brian Kelly is not the head coach here in just a couple weeks. So not looking good, clearly, but as bad as it was tonight, I think that says more about the team that whooped your ass. So we'll get to them in a minute. 8, Oklahoma, I didn't move them because I know their fans are upset. They're done with Brent Venables. At least that's kind of a lot of the discussion online. They were in that game. I mean, very well could have won it. I think he just got beat by the better team. And that's why I picked Ole Miss. I thought Ole Miss was a better team. The line never made sense to me. John Mateer, you know, he's making too many bad decisions out there, not putting the ball where it needs to be. But you're still a very good team. The margins are very thin. You go as down as you are now, you could go on the road next week and beat Tennessee and Neyland, and how are you feeling? You're feeling fantastic. You're still alive for the playoff as well. So I'm not selling all the stock in Oklahoma, but you certainly let one slip away that you probably couldn't have if you're talking about making the playoff. But the playoff hopes still alive nonetheless. Number 7, Tennessee. I mean, scored a million points on Kentucky. Kentucky's dog shit, but it's impressive when you're doing it nonetheless. It's equally unimpressive that Kentucky was literally setting program records for passing touchdowns in conference games against you. So this is like the inverse of Oklahoma. Oklahoma's all defense, no offense. Tennessee's all offense, no defense. So is Tennessee that good of a team? I don't think so, but they could go legitimately, could go to the college football playoff if they beat Oklahoma next week. They're going to have to beat Vanderbilt here in a couple weeks and survive at Florida. But there is a path for Tennessee. If they just keep scoring like this, there's an outstanding shot. They're at 10-2 at the end of the year, and they are maybe the final team in the playoff. Number six, Missouri. Hate it for you. I was, even though I picked Vanderbilt, I wasn't rooting against you. I mean, that was a hell of a game there, and I really hated to see Bo go down. Certainly sounds like he's out for the, not officially, but it's been reported he's out for the end of the regular season at the most, at the least. I liked what I saw from Matt Zollers, but how realistic is it that he's coming up to speed here? And I believe your next game is A&M. You got 2 weeks to prepare, if I'm not mistaken. So from that standpoint, you know, he's got time to get in line with the offense and everything. And I liked what I saw from Zollers, considering he's a true freshman. But defense played well. Just that was a tough one. That was a really tough one because now you're going to have to win out. You got A&M. You got Oklahoma. Not looking too good for old Missouri here, but you're still alive for the playoff, and I still think they're the sixth best team in the SEC. I just think they got beat by a better team on the road. And speaking of that better team, give me number five, Vanderbilt, who was ugly. This was not a great performance by any means, but again, their defense stepped up. They made the plays that had to be made. They made the clutch plays on offense, the very few plays they made on offense, they were pretty clutch in this football game. So sometimes you just got to gut it out in a big-time spot, nationally televised, college game day. And, you know, I there's no reason I saw to dock Vanderbilt, but I couldn't really rise them either. So I believe Vanderbilt got them in the same spot as I had them last week. Number four, Ole Miss. I said it last week. I still think this. I think these top four have kind of separated themselves from the pack, going on the road at Oklahoma. That's a hell of a win, and nothing's guaranteed, right? I said it was a guarantee last year when Ole Miss won it at Georgia. This seems a damn guarantee to make the playoff. Well, we all know what happened. So I'm not saying it this year because there's still speculation and all that could hurt us, but I really like going on the road, rough weather. This was also a game that could have gotten away from you. It was a real back and forth affair, but the better team won on the road. Very difficult to do. Shout out Ole Miss for the big win today. Georgia didn't play, so not really going to talk about them, but I don't think I moved them at all. So number two, I docked Alabama just a little bit here. And hey, I thought this was going to happen, right? I picked Bama to win. I picked South Carolina to cover. It was a large cover here, and South Carolina should have won. But I think this really is more about, and why I tried to highlight it all last week, five conference games in 5 weeks for Alabama. Now they get 2 weeks to prepare for LSU to come to town. So I kind of saw this coming. I didn't think it would be quite, you know, basically getting our ass whooped for 3.5 quarters. But, hey, gutty performance. This is what championship teams do. They win these games that they probably have no business doing, and they do it on the road against a talented team that the crowd was insane there in Columbia. So I'm not really knocking Alabama. I still think they should be, you know, considered a SEC champion favorite, perhaps, and even a national championship favorite. But I've given the nod this week to Texas A&M for going into LSU, and I thought they'd do it. I thought they'd win this game, but I didn't think they'd whip LSU's ass to the degree they did. I mean, it was basically a pick your score. They cleared out the stadium late in the third quarter, completely dominated. They were losing at halftime because they made some mistakes. Marcel Reed had a couple picks, but aside from that, really dominated this football game. And if not for a couple mistakes, they, you know, who knows what the score could have been. So shout out A&M, undefeated, only undefeated SEC team out there. What a hell of a season. You're already at 8-0. We're just one win away from removing these damn 8-4 jokes. So shout out. Let's get into it. Shout out, Liquid. Appreciate you, buddy. I don't know when that was, but that was a while ago. So, Cousin Zio, I'm hurting, boss. I hear you. That was a tough one. Could have very easily won that game. And now your quarterback's out. But I'm not saying it happens, right? How in are you going to be, cousin, if you beat A&M and you're the first team to do it? And now odds are going to be against you, right? But you get 2 weeks to prepare. I believe they get 2 weeks to prepare as well, which is less than ideal. But hell, you get 2 weeks to prepare. You're getting them at home. Playoff lives. A&M is not guaranteed a playoff, but they're pretty damn close. So motivation will be on your side. 2 weeks to prepare. You got another opportunity. I really do think to swing momentum back in your favor your next game. Carl, appreciate you. Take a shot. No shots for me, buddy. I might puke on camera here, which I might do for the right price. So appreciate you, Carl. Crazy old Carl. Gigum Bart, appreciate you. How about them Aggies? They're pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. I think there's a case to be made for A&M to be the number one team in the country. Not that any of that really matters. Who cares about rankings and shit like that, right? But, hey, A&M is even – and I predicted them. I predicted them to make the playoff. They're even better than I thought they'd be. So that's saying something. Man, just think about it. Night and day difference from Jimbo Fisher to not even completely done with year two. Mike Elko, still not completely, you know, all his roster, although it's fairly close with this portal era. You can flip it a lot quicker, but just think, man, if they continue to progress, they're getting significantly better on defense seemingly each week. They're firing on all cylinders. So there was a lot of talk. Colin Klein, very overrated as an offensive coordinator. And even last year, there was some discussion. You know, you think back to the Texas game in particular, but now that they got weapons, now that they've had a year to prepare with this quarterback, you see, obviously, you know, if Colin Klein isn't your coordinator next year, it's because he's landed a head coaching job. So just an all-around outstanding performance from A&M. Glenn, appreciate you, buddy. Who gets fired first? See, this is crazy. Oklahoma fans are out on Brent Venables already. And hell, I've been riding that wagon for a while, that I don't know if he's an elite coach, and still very questionable. But I ain't firing the guy because you lost to Ole Miss. Ole Miss is just a better team. They really are. And it's not Brent Venables' fault that John Mateer was not making the plays that are there to be made, right? So who gets fired first? Venables, not Venables. Brian Kelly. It's heating up. Shane Beamer, I think his seat is cool as can be. Mark Stoops, very well could be soon. I don't know how that's going to play out exactly, but I don't think he's going to get fired. I think he's going to like resign or take another job. Jeff Lebby should be fired already, so I'd put him up there. I don't think he will be, or Hugh Freeze. I think, to answer your question, I think it's Hugh Freeze. So that's who should be the first guy fired, or excuse me, will be. I don't know, should be is Jeff Lebby. And should be thankful is Cousin Rick.
Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Gig'em Aggies.
Cousin Rick, I hope you enjoyed the trip. I hope you made the trip. I know there were some weather concerns there, but looked like it was worth it if you went. It was an Aggie takeover of old Death Valley. Rest on the bye, then beat the hell out of Mizzou. We appreciate you, Rick. Starch Manning, Aggies look good. There's no chance you guys can blow this. You got it all the way. I wouldn't worry about anything. Perfectly said, Starch Manning. He's putting that voodoo curse on them. I wonder, God. So Texas whipped the shit out of A&M last year at Kyle Field. Wouldn't it be hilarious if A&M whipped the shit out of Texas there in Austin as kind of payback? I mean, I think that'd be funny. And you ended A&M playoff hopes. A&M can do the same. So the parallels are pretty crazy. Just like Cousin Brett Evans, we appreciate you, and Colby, both of y'all, welcome to the family. We appreciate you. Shout out AO Army. Church and work are going to be so much fun after my Aggies emptied out Death Valley and beat the brakes off Elish poop. Gig 'em, beat the hell out of everybody. Appreciate you, Army. And Stringer Films, Jeff Lebby couldn't coach a Lamaze class. I mean, and then I don't know if you watched the post game, which I wouldn't blame you if you didn't, but I mean, what a joke. You know, we gotta find a way. We gotta come together. We gotta finish these games. I mean, he's in over his head. Again, he's a great play caller. He's a good quarterback coach. He should be the next, which they probably shouldn't, but if they bring back Brian Kelly, pay Jeff Lebby whatever it costs to be your offensive coordinator, and he'll fix it, right? But do not ask the man to manage a game. Do not ask the man, you know, if you should go for it, or if you should run tempo on a fucking goal line, or when you pick up the third down and you run tempo so they can't review it, and you could have had it, or how about that fucking punt returner for Texas that returns everything? Let's punt it to his ass. He's the only one that could hurt us. Let's do that. I mean, just what a dumbass. Get his ass out of here. Kyle, appreciate you. Okay, I asked this earlier in the week. I said, if we beat LSU, do you still think the Aggies can go undefeated in 3-game road stretch? Your response was no shot in hell. Is your mind changed? There is a shot in hell because Missouri's quarterback is out, but I would say still unlikely. I'll say still unlikely. I really do think. I mean, hell, have you watched SEC this year, Kyle? I don't know if you have. I just saw South Carolina push Bama to the fucking limit. Well, we've seen Mississippi State have 2 17-point leads over Texas, who I'm told has a $50 million roster and was going to be God's gift to football. And then Texas, who looked like dog shit for the whole game, then they look like the fucking 85 Bears. You know what I mean? Like, this is a crazy-ass sport. So, I still think it's unlikely that A&M's going undefeated in that road stretch. I really do. Shout-out Scott Bellatin. Mike, you changing your mind about A&M not being able to win 3? I just asked. No, not at all. I think A&M's likely to lose that game. I really do. Just wait. The next 2 weeks, A&M, just hearing about how great they are. I think that sets up well for Missouri. Love the show. How about the Aggies beat the hell out of MIZ? I mean, they're going to be hearing it for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Missouri, they're going to be hearing about, oh, you can't win. You can't win with Zollers. Who the hell is Zollers? I bet not a one A&M fan knows who Matt Zollers is right now. But I think you might come to find out next week. Rock Aggie 86, appreciate you. Elko dominating, and he knows how to coach a team. I can see them going all the way, but let's not get ahead of ourselves, Cousins. Yeah, I mean, I think that's 1,000% accurate. I mean, they're getting better and better and better each and every week. A&M seemingly is, and the way Marcel Reed is playing, I mean, there was the block punt, there was the multiple interceptions. Gave LSU every chance to get momentum, and then A&M just slammed the door in their face. I mean, that was a thing of beauty, wasn't it? Cousin, if we win against A&M, I'm losing my voice for a week. Yeah, I mean, I think it could happen. I think it could happen. Rancho Texo, shout out. Cousin Mike, Aggs deserve to be number one on that SEC poster rankings. Cousin Shane should take a lap. Cousins cheer, cousin. Oh yeah, I forgot. Shane picked LSU. What was he thinking? Who in the hell could have picked LSU to win that game? I mean, LSU is just, and that was one of their better games, and they still got their ass kicked. Like that's how bad LSU's been this year. Meanwhile, A&M, I don't know. They're red hot. Yeah, Mike, I appreciate you. These fools keep doubting us. Put a football down and let's go to work. Appreciate you, Aggie. Rick, appreciate you. Just got home. The game was amazing, man. Imagine what a time to be alive if you're an A&M fan. Maybe never better. Maybe never better, especially if they keep on winning and go on to win the national championship. Chris, a Sooner fan. Boomer Sooner beat the Vols. Could happen. Could very well happen. I mean, hell, Kentucky just went up and down the damn field on Tennessee. So even John Mateer with a busted hand, I think, is going to have a lot of success on Tennessee. Reese Bard, appreciate you. Can you tease Marler on Monday for me for picking against them? Did he? What an idiot. I promise I will. He might be banned from the show. Jake, appreciate you. Should the Rebels be scared of Cocktober the way South Carolina looked tonight? Nah, I don't think so. I think that was the last opportunity. I mean, you can only almost win so many times, right? And I still can't. I don't know how South Carolina blew that fucking game. That was crazy. CJ Jenkins, we appreciate you. Will we stop little bro on Black Friday SEC? No worry. I think you're asking about old A&M, right? So, no, I would think A&M. I was trying to get Billy Lucci to agree with me. I think the line for A&M at Texas, I said last week would be around 10. I don't think that's enough. I don't think that's enough. I really don't. I mean, I think they might be a 13-point favorite in Austin. How crazy is that? Chris, appreciate you. Do we have any idea who makes the SEC championship at this point? Is it better to be the first team out? Asking for a Georgia fan, go Dogs. Hell, I mean, last year, you sure as hell would have rather not played, right? I know it's fun to make fun of Carson Beck, but I don't, as good as Gunner has looked this year, I don't think he was ready to do that, even though he did beat Texas. But I don't know. I think Georgia would have done a lot better, and we'll never know. But I just think Georgia would have done better last year in the playoffs with Carson Beck. So maybe Lane Kiffin was right. You don't want to make the SEC championship. Maybe that's why Ole Miss, maybe they'll drop a game somewhere, like maybe it's Mississippi State, because he'll want Jeff Lebby to keep that job. He'll want to not go to the SEC championship. And at 10-2, they'll get to the playoff anyway. So I could see that. Now I'm just picturing it in my mind's eye. I think Ole Miss drops a game that they shouldn't on purpose, so they don't have to go to Atlanta, don't get that extra game on their bodies. And then they go to the playoff. I mean, that's kind of, it's genius, isn't it? Shout out SWC Gunner. Will Brian Kelly make it through the weekend? Yeah, he's making it through the weekend. They've got 2 weeks to prepare. They got Bama, a trip to Bama. They're not going to fire him prior to that. I really don't think. But I think if he gets his ass whooped, I get at Alabama, which looks likely at this point in time, but I think they'll show up for that game. I really do. But I don't know. BK's buyout, they're saying, I think it's around Kirk Herbstreit the other day, or just today. My days are running together. That's pathetic. It was like an hour ago. He said the buyout's around $53 million, and I don't know. I don't think he fact checks anything, but if that's true, that's a lot of money. CJ, 13, is that how many points they'll score? What? No, the point spread. Texas A&M favored, in my opinion, by 13 at Texas. Because Texas is, they're an average-ass team. Average SEC team, I should say, which still makes you a good team. You know, top 30th. Top 30 team. But A&M's a top 3 team. So that's kind of where I get that 13 point spread, in my opinion. A&M at Texas. If it was at Kyle Field, it would probably be closer to 20, if I had to guess. What questions we got here? I wonder where Shane is. What the hell's that guy been up to today? I haven't heard much from him. I think he's avoiding me. Appreciate you, Jax. Oh, man. Let's look at the schedule next weekend, because we're going to have some. It's not going to be as good as this weekend, because that was just phenomenal, right? But let's share the screen. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Here we go. So next week, hopefully you can see that. Benjamin Finley. I don't know who your team is, Benjamin, but you'll start riding our coattails again when we win the conference. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know. And who won the conference here? Liquid says Shane is already snoring on his couch with half-eaten pizza. No doubt. All right, let's look at so here's the schedule for next week. Carolina at Ole Miss. Oklahoma at Tennessee. And they just announced here about an hour ago that's Oklahoma at Tennessee is going to be the night game on ABC. So that's the primetime one. A Vanderbilt at Texas. Buddy. That's probably the game of the week right there, right? Vanderbilt at Texas. Texas is going to have a chip on their shoulder. Vanderbilt fighting for their play. Well, both these teams fighting for their playoff lives. Diego Pavia thinks he should be the Heisman Trophy winner. Shout out, Diego. Georgia at Florida. Interim Florida in Jacksonville. Who gives a shit? Mississippi State at Arkansas. Good Lord. Somebody will get their first conference win unless they finish in a tie somehow because they're just both inept. And then Kentucky at Auburn. Good God. I think that if you are not a fan of some of those teams, you're probably going to miss it. You're probably going to miss some of those games. And I wouldn't fault you for skipping a couple. I mean, I'll watch them all because I love it, but some of it's going to be a shit show. All right, here's the updated SEC standings. A&M, Bama at the top, of course. Georgia, Ole Miss, so there's our top four. Vanderbilt, Texas, mighty Texas. Tennessee, Mizzou, Oklahoma, Florida. Hell, God, look at LSU and their $40 million roster. Good night. Right above Auburn, and they're insanely well-funded roster as well. South Carolina, Mississippi State, Arkansas, and dog shit Kentucky. God, good night. All right, any questions here? I'm already running out of steam. I'm out of booze. And Cousin Shane, nowhere to be found. Texas in fifth place. Liquid says, I can't believe Florida's that high. Big Gator fan. Interested to see what if Florida looks amazing without Billy Napier? Here's something. I heard someone discussing this on a podcast, and it's going to sound ridiculous, and they just completely dismissed it, which I certainly am not thinking this is going to happen. But what happens if, what if Florida wins out with this interim coach? Georgia, beating Georgia at Kentucky, you're not going to get many points for that. But at Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Florida State, if they go 5-0 under this interim coach, would you get the job? How about that? And I know that sounds crazy because they're all enamored with Lane Kiffin, but if old Billy, I think that's his name, right? Billy Gonzalez, if he goes 5-0, I think you got to give him the job. As crazy as that sounds. Well, I mean, why would you not? What's his all-time record? He's not coached a game. He's undefeated. He's 5-0, and he's whooping up all these teams that are good. Then I think it would be very easy to sell. We've got everything in place. We've got the program. We've got the culture. We got the roster. Billy was the problem. That idiot, now that he's gone, we've got an actual play caller in here. Defense playing lights out. I'm just saying. And then whatever money you would save on not trying to get a Lane Kiffin or a James Franklin or whoever the hell, Eli Drinkwitz, put that in the players. I mean, it's not the craziest idea, is it? Because that guy's not going to command a high salary. I'm just throwing it out there. We're about to make Mateer look like the Heisman favorite. Go, Big Orange. Yeah, I mean, I can't argue that. I mean, Tennessee's defense is just so bad. So bad. Shout out Brandon Shope. Cousin Shane is at Waffle House looking for linemen for Tennessee. He needs to be. Maybe Shane get his ass on the line. Any prediction for college game day? Let's look at, we already looked at the SEC schedule. Let's look at the national one real quick. This probably makes for some great radio here. Let me throw the schedule on the screen here. College game day guesses. Hey, the only ranked one I'm seeing, Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, Texas, maybe? I don't know. I don't know that Texas is an attraction the way they're playing. This is a rough slate. Rough slate. Maybe it would be. Well, would they do Vanderbilt 2 weeks in a row? I really don't think they would. Hell, it could be. Could it be Oklahoma, Tennessee, perhaps? This is an interesting week. Very interesting. I don't know. I don't have a clue. This is kind of wide open. Well, Penn State, Ohio State, maybe? I don't know. Penn State's already fired their coach. That can't be that attractive. I don't know anything about those teams, but very interesting. Jordan, appreciate you. Mike, I think you might have hurt them mighty Longhorns with the average-ass Texas comment. I mean, it's true, isn't it? I don't know if I should share this because I don't know if he'll want to, but I'm gonna read you. I won't show it. I won't say who it is. Hopefully he's watching. Shout out the cousin here. I got a DM from a Texas fan in the middle of that game. Please make UT a fool. We fucking suck. I am a donor to your channel, Mike. And this is a different. Then this was like 5 minutes later. Mike, we suck. Embarrass us, please. So that's from a Texas fan. Those are not my words. But again, of course, they came back and won the game. So he's probably feeling better now, but it's still the same team. It's still the sucky team until they caught fire at the end, right? So I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. Appreciate you, Aggie. Since the mid-70s, A&M and Texas have been even. Don't let them drag you back the leather helmet days. Appreciate you, Freedom Van. As a dog, I could see us losing to Florida. I mean, this season's been batshit crazy. Why not? I mean, it really could. If Billy Napier was the problem, and we know he was a huge-ass problem, Florida's got talent. But the problem with Florida is Florida's really banged up, particularly in the secondary. And Gunner he's heating up. So I don't think it's likely. Brandon, appreciate you. Please fire BK. I'm over it. Brother, I would if I could. I'd fire him tomorrow. And I'd go get you Lane Kiffin. How about that? Because I think Lane Kiffin would take LSU. I don't think he's taking the Florida job, but I think he'd take LSU. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on that? I mean, it just cost you about $100 million. But I think he could get away with it. All right, anything else here? I'm kind of, I'm out of gas here. That was not a hiccup liquid. I was trying to, well, maybe it was. Hell, I don't know. Like I said, it's been a long one. A long one. But appreciate you, JP. Can we get odds on Stoops being the next year at UK? 5%. 5% he's back next year. And the only shot in hell, I think, if Mark Stoops is back. So we just lost to Tennessee. Only shot Stoops is back is if, I mean, I think he's basically got to win all these games, I think. At Auburn, Florida with an interim. I mean, you can't lose to either one of those because Hugh Freeze is about to get fired, right? So can you sit here and lose to a guy that's about to get fired and be like, you know what? You deserve your job, Stoops. You pasty bastard. No, of course, we can't do that. Florida's already fired their coach, so you got to win that one. Tennessee Tech, obviously, got to win that one. Maybe, is it really acceptable to lose to Vanderbilt? I don't care how good Vanderbilt is. If you're the Kentucky coach, I don't think it is. And then Louisville, they're pretty good, right? I mean, I think. I don't really know. I watched them. I did watch that. They beat Miami. I was kind of excited, so I watched that. But that's all I know about them. But they're going to kick your ass. If you let's say you go 4-1, then I give Stoops a 5% chance of coming back. Mike, come coach LSU. At least you'd show some grit. You don't want my ass. Trust me. I'd be drunk on the sidelines. Of course, that'd probably be better than old Brian Kelly, who's just berating people. And we all know his past, what he's done. I've never done that. So but maybe I would be an upgrade. Dane, appreciate you. A&M exercised some demons tonight. Hell yeah. First win in Tiger Stadium as an SEC opponent. Remember who called it? I told you it was happening. So don't fear. No fear. This is a new A&M. I think they're going to be pretty damn awesome. Dave, Mike, who will be coaching in Austin next year? Yeah. When Sarkisian goes to the NFL, although he's denied that report, pretty adamant too. Almost too adamant, you know? Like it's like he got busted. You don't hear Lane Kiffin out here being all adamant about these rumors, does he? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. So who's the coach next year at Texas? Give me Nick Saban. I'm going to leave you guys with that. That's all I got. Until next time, that's the SEC Power Rankings. And we'll be back tomorrow. If one of these coaches is fired, should be about three or four of them. If any and all of them are fired, we'll go emergency style for each and every one of them. If not, we'll see you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, 6 Eastern, same time as always.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.